The Sevenfold Crown. A Blake Seven Adventure. Written by Barry Letts. The Sevenfold Crown.
Why don't you beg for mercy, Avon?
Never.
25. Now, which would be more enjoyable? To flog you to death? It shouldn't take more than a couple of hundred strokes. Or to leave you tied to the stake to be eaten by the wolf snakes? A faster death, certainly, but possibly even more painful in the end. Yes. Much better.
Surely you wouldn't deprive me of the pleasure of your company, Servalan.
Ah, believe me, the pleasure is all mine, my dear. There, you see, I feel almost affectionate towards you now that I have you in my power at last.
You'd better kill me quickly. You're alone down here. When Scorpio comes back, he'll
Scorpio
have no chance.
Scorpio has been destroyed, and your motley crew are on their way to a fair trial. Correction. On their way to as unfair a trial as I can arrange. In any case, I can't stand here chatting. Now, don't worry about the wolf snakes. You'll probably die of shock long before they've chewed their way through to any vital organ. Take me up, Commander. Goodbye, Avon.
Servalan! No, get! Help! Help! Help!
Avon, wake up!
Kick him off! No.
Wake up!
What? Dana?
You were having a bad dream.
It was... Servalan was there.
You're needed on the flight deck.
Why?
Slave spotted a Federation ship headed our way, and there seems to be
trouble... Come on!
ETA Federation vessel, 2.3 minutes.
Can you make out what type of ship it is?
Negative, Master.
Aurak.
Mark III, Star-class battlecruiser. Armament, 12 heavy-duty laser disintegrators. 64 bio-seeking torpedoes, 130...
All right, that'll do.
For God's sake, Tarrant, use the reserve cells.
Slave.
Yes, Master.
Execute hyperjump. Utilize all energy banks. Repeat all. Maximum velocity.
Insufficient power, Master.
Don't argue, just do it.
Oh, if you insist. I told you so.
What you might call escapers interruptus.
If you can't find anything more helpful to say, Biller, I'd advise...
Slave, give me a status report.
Federation vessel approaching on interception course. Within firing range in 1 minute, 25 seconds.
And there's not enough power to outrun them on the reaction drive.
What did you expect? Our cutting-edge, state-of-the-art new photonic thingamy was never meant to run on a couple of old torch batteries. We're running out of juice.
Thank you, Villa. Slave, report fuel status.
6.359% of capacity, Master. I blame myself. I should have warned you, but I foolishly made the assumption that you had made plans
to... Identify yourself.
Slave, maximum power available. Stand by for hyper jump.
Yes, Master.
Do you think we haven't tried that?
Quiet. At my command, execute lateral double hyper with a 2-nanosecond interval. Minimum velocity.
I say again, identify and give the password.
15 seconds.
State your identification code or I fire.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
now!
It's vanished!
That's right. Into hyperspace. It'll be several light years away by now.
But I don't get it.
It's simple. Brilliantly simple. There wasn't enough power to make a run for it, but there was enough to jump in and out of hyperspace. Right, Avon?
What you would call doubling back on ourselves, Villa.
I see. I think.
And the 2 nanoseconds?
You were in the Federation Space Service, Tarrant. Tell her.
It takes 40 seconds for a Federation ship to make the jump.
Mm-hmm.
As analogous hypertime, metatime, runs 20 million times faster, we jumped back at the precise moment they jumped in.
As far as they were concerned, we were the ones who vanished.
It seems I have to thank you for saving my life, Avon.
Don't strain a muscle, Tarrant.
Orak, why didn't you suggest that?
You didn't ask me.
There's not enough power to keep playing the same trick. We've got to find some more fuel, or next time we'll be sitting on the duck pond waiting for a torpedo up our tail feathers.
Oh, very poetic.
Servalan's base. You want to raid Servalan's HQ?
He's flipped at last, Dana. I could see it coming. Don't you want that lizard burger?
Oh, it's disgusting. Take it.
Surprising as it may seem, Villa was right. Scorpio's energy banks can't cope with the demands of the photonic drive. Where are we going to find spare high-capacity energy cells if we don't raid a Federation dump?
Yes, but Furno, of all the planets in the galaxy...
Yeah, like shoving your head in the lion's mouth. Mmm. Yum, yum.
That dream of mine was no ordinary one. It was so vivid that it still seems real.
So?
I think Servalan was controlling it, generating it in some way.
Flip, did I say? Turning double somersaults, more like.
Aren't you supposed to be relieving Tarrant?
I've got 3.5 minutes more. Mmm, I tell a lie. 3.25.
You mean Servalan has some new scheme?
Precisely. If she started playing psionic games, wouldn't it be a good idea to know exactly what? If we go to Furno, maybe I can find out.
And maybe that's just what she wants you to do.
I should hate to disappoint her.
Well, rather you than me.
You'll be coming with me. I may need your special talents.
Now, wait a minute.
You've got some tomato ketchup on your chin.
Nothing but rocks. It's like an enormous quarry.
It's only used as a refueling station for the Federation space fleet. That's why it suits Servalan while she's going under the name of Commissioner Sleer. She's not likely to bump into anyone who'll recognize her as the old Supreme Empress on a dump like this.
Yeah, I suggest we get on with it.
Who wants to hang about? I'm freezing.
That'll be the fuel store over there, the other side of the main complex. The block without any windows. Always keep it away from the living quarters. Come on, David.
How can we tell which of those bungalow things is hers?
Well, she always seems to be dressed for a party, does our Servalan. She couldn't have much of a ball in one of those little huts, now could she?
You mean it's that big one? The one with the dome?
No wonder you and Slave get on so well. We'll go in from the back, up that alley on the left. Well, you coming?
Oh. You mean now? Yeah, on my way. I thought you meant after we'd considered the options.
Shut up. Come on. This is too easy. Where are the guards?
I can do without them.
They may be just around the corner at the end of the alley near my lady's back door, so take it gently, okay? Gently does it.
Hey, don't leave me.
Hold it.
All right, so far, as the man said when he fell off the Federation space building.
Quiet, I thought I heard something.
I want to go home.
Oh, my God! What is it? Look at those teeth. No, don't fire at it. You'll make it cross. I told you. Come on!
In. Saves manpower. Ah, there it is.
Presumably locked.
Of course. Keep the palm print of the regular guards.
So how do we break in?
We don't. The guards' relief will open it for us.
And if he's just been relieved?
It's only a 3-hour shift.
What a good thing I remember to bring my fur pajamas.
Now which way?
Left again. It'll take us round to the side of the house.
See those claws? 18 inches long, those claws were. I can't can't keep this up much longer.
I think we've lost him.
Ah!
Quickly! Down here! It's too narrow for it to follow. This way?
Come on, then. No, wait.
Who was that?
Not Servalan, that's for sure. Not with that red hair. Who cares? She's on our side, isn't she?
Why should she be? And why should she want us to follow her?
Unless you want to end up on Charlie's dinner plate, I say we've got no option.
As pragmatic as always. Come on, then.
Fire! Oh, my God! Fire! I can't stand fire!
Pull yourself together, man.
I'd rather face the monster.
Come back.
Oh! Quicksand! Ava! Quicksand!
If you were the gentleman you pretend to be, you'd lend me your jacket.
Quiet. Here he comes.
Are they dead?
If they've got weak hearts, it's a maximum stun clip.
Well, 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 an embarrassment of riches. Which ones are suitable for Scorpio?
Search me.
I thought you were in the service.
I was an exec, not a grease monkey.
We'll never lift these enormous ones. We better take the largest we can. I don't want to go through this again for a very long time. What about these?
Yamazuki Mark 5A, 35,000K. Should be all right. Good firm, Yamazuki. When I was 17, I had a Yamazuki flivercopter.
Save it for the long winter evenings. Let's get out of here.
Right. Sulin, do you copy?
I copy, Tarrant.
Right, stand by to take us up.
You there! What do you think you're doing?
Take us up quick!
Avon, do something! For God's sake, I can't stand it!
Of course. Listen, I know exactly what to do. Villa! Villa! Do precisely what I say. Close your eyes very tightly and count to 10 backwards, as loud as you can.
What?
Do it. 10. 9. Do it.
10.
9.
9.
8. 7. 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Open your eyes.
It's gone.
It was an hallucination. All in our minds.
Oh.
And the monsters, and our lady friend with the red hair.
Pity that. I was looking forward to getting to know her.
All engineered by Servalan. Most gratifying.
I could have found a better word.
It proves I was right. Now all we need to find out is how she's doing it.
We've still got to get in.
You'll see. We'll just walk in.
Walk in? What about the guards?
You've already met them. Come on.
If I get shot with an hallucinatory blaster, do I really die or shall I just pretend?
Those are battlecruiser energy cells. Forgive me, Master, but may I point out that even the new drive is rated no higher than 14,000.
So you'll have all that extra power to play with, won't you?
One can but do one's best. But don't say I didn't warn you.
There'll be no more use than a couple of Chinese firecrackers if you don't get them fitted, Tarrant. According to these gauges, we're down below the 3% mark. If another Federation ship turned up, the question would be academic, to say the least.
Come and show me how, Tarrant.
It should be self-evident. Slave, life support and communication systems to auxiliary power.
Yes, Master. At the risk of being irritatingly obvious, may I point out that... Oh.
What is it?
Merely that while the energy cells are being changed, the ship will be immobile and the teleport inoperable. I thought it might...
Thank you, Slave. I am aware of that.
Get us in.
Hey, look, on my son scan. It's an old metatumbler lock. I thought they went out with the arm.
Never mind the running commentary. Can you open it?
Press the button.
What?
It's not locked.
What did I tell you? She thinks she's safe.
Does herself well, doesn't she? That's a real slupskin rug. Don't think much of her taste in wallpaper, though. I like something a bit more, you know, tasty. If you know what
I
mean.
There's no reason why you shouldn't go back to your research, Dr. Campbell. You've done sterling work for me.
Quick, behind the couch.
What I don't understand, Dr. Campbell, is why it has taken you so long to decipher the text. Surely it was because of what you read that you acquired the stone for me in the first place. May I offer you a drink?
Oh, yeah, thank you. No, I find it interferes with my... You see, the pictograms of the First Empire... Alcohol, I mean, it interferes with my concentration. What was I saying? Oh, yes, yes. The pictograms of the outplanets of the First Empire are hardly my field, you see. They're hardly my field. I recognize enough words to realize the importance of the stone, which is why I... Well, not to mince words, I purloined it from the museum for you.
For which I shall be eternally in your debt. I have wondered, however, why you should have taken such a risk.
I'm old-fashioned, perhaps, but it seemed to be demanded of me by simple loyalty.
Loyalty? I don't understand.
When you visited the Institute, I recognized you at once as our Empress.
Did you indeed? You're very perspicacious, sir. And I am most grateful to you for bringing me the stone.
Oh, but now that I've had a chance to work on the text, it appears that it's even more. Here, see for yourself. I've made several copies of the original document for you, annotated where appropriate. I must say, ma'am, the stone looks very handsome as a pendant.
A convenient way of having its powers in my control, that's all. Are you saying that you now know the whole of its provenance?
Not its first origin, no. But what I have learnt. Dear madam, if you think that the present powers of the stone, the control of dreams and hallucinations, the awareness
Quiet.
Of hostility, the rudimentary psychokinesis, if you think that these are... Well, you can never imagine what power it would confer upon the wearer if it were to be replaced in the coronet, the diadem of King Geblakon. The possibilities are unlimited.
Very satisfactory. I shall make a visit to His Majesty a priority. Though I can't help feeling that there is even more to be learned from this document.
Oh, certainly. The hieroglyphics on the drawing of this structure, this truncated pyramid, if you can call a seven-sided body a... this polyhedron, shall we say? The hieroglyphics are of a quite different nature, and immeasurably, and I use the word advisedly, immeasurably earlier in period. You see, if simple pictograms develop, as they inevitably do, into syllabic symbols, there's no way of reading them without some knowledge of the original language. As I used to say to my students, a code without a key is about as useful as a code in the doze. They found it most humorous.
Well, thank you, Dr. Campbell. I think...
Here, certainly, there is an iconographic symbol which clearly represents a coronet or diadem.
Yes, Doctor, thank you.
Though, of course, there is no way of knowing whether it has retained that meaning. And here...
Try now.
Still stuck. What's keeping you?
Corroded terminals, as you might expect on an old rust bucket like this.
Well, get a move on.
Oh, what a good idea. Why didn't we think of that?
Slave, is there anything to report?
Negative, mistress.
There soon will be.
What is it, Aurak?
You are, of course, familiar with the standard operational procedures and regulations for planetary guardships in the Federation fleet?
Of course. Remind me.
As you are familiar with them, that will not be necessary. I would, however, call your attention to Clause 3A, subsection 22.
Thank you. And?
The implication should be obvious even to a relatively inferior member of the race of Homo sapiens. However, self-preservation renders it expedient for me to tell you.
Oh, good.
A guardship, probably of the so-called Eagle class, will launch from the base on the third moon in maximum 32, minimum 4 minutes time, and will be in visual contact within 3.6 minutes of liftoff. I would suggest that your friend should, as you so elegantly put it, get a move on.
And frankly, my dear Commissioner, I should think it highly unlikely that anyone else could decipher them either. Barring the discovery of a latter-day Rosetta Stone, of course.
So there's nothing more you can do for me?
I'm afraid... Well, no.
Then I shall keep you no longer from your packing. Goodbye, Doctor, and thank you once more.
A pleasure, dear lady.
Oh, have you told anybody else of your penetration of my little deception upon the world?
Of course not.
Of course not. Thank you, Dr. Campbell. I shall make sure you are suitably rewarded for your services.
Oh, dear lady, there's no...
Thank you, Doctor.
Goodbye, I'm overcome.
Doctor. Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner?
Who is that?
Vletka, madam.
Good. Lieutenant Vletka, Dr. Kappel has just left my quarters. He has outlived his usefulness to me. See to it.
Yes, Commissioner. At once.
You'd better come out now. Yes, you behind the couch. Avon, Villa, how good of you to call. Did you enjoy the little welcome I arranged for you?
To be frank, I'm amused that you should have descended to such childish tricks.
Yeah, me too. I fell about laughing.
Indeed. Then here's something else for you to tickle your sense of humour. That gun you're holding on me, Avon, is quite useless. Believe me.
There's one way to find out.
You see? You heard the good doctor mention psychokinesis as one of the powers of this stone.
Rudimentary, I believe he said.
For the moment, yes. But quite efficient enough to block such a simple mechanism only a couple of yards away.
And if I should take the stone from your neck?
You're welcome to try. But are you man enough?
How could I resist such a courteous invitation?
Get on with it, for Pete's sake!
Well... Are you going to give it to me?
How can I stop you taking it? Did he burn himself? Poor baby.
So now what? We're pushing our luck, Avon. Let's get out of here while we're still in one piece.
Villa, please. I'm thinking.
Visual contact. Federation guardship.
Let me see it. How long have we got?
Within firing range in 1 minute, 45 seconds. Hostile changing course to intercept.
Tarrant, we've been spotted. We've got to bring the others up and get out of here fast.
Nearly there. A couple of minutes.
Make it one or we're dead.
Wanderer class ship, identify yourself and give the password.
Space freighter Taurus to guardship. We need supplies. Can you tell us if there's a commercial depot on this planet? Over.
I say again, identify yourself. Give your identification code.
Yes, of course. Now, where did I put the ship's papers? Give me a moment. It's been a long trip and the skipper's not feeling so good. If you ask me, it's his own
fault. This is an official warning. If you do not identify yourself in accordance with regulations, you will be considered hostile and destroyed. You have 1 minute.
Would it be helpful if I gave you a countdown, mistress?
Tarrant!
60, yeah,
nearly
there.
58, 57.
Got it.
About time, too.
The simplest way is often the best way. Just remember, anything she throws at us is only an illusion, right?
Right. Right.
And what are you proposing to do? Your gun is useless and you...
Why do
already...
I need a weapon? I have torn out the throat of a tiger with this very hand.
Have you indeed? Then show me.
Illusion. Give me the stone.
Oh!
Don't strangle her, Avon. On second thoughts.
Oh, Lieutenant Vletka, what very good timing.
Hands high, the pair of you.
You can't fool me. You're only a hallucination.
What?
No. Don't kill him.
You see? Nothing but a... Oh!
Drop your gun or the commissioner is dead.
Avon, Villa, I'm bringing you up.
No.
10, 9,
What do you think you're doing?
Quiet. Stand by for maximum thrust.
Tarrant, give me a hand with Villa.
Identify now or I fire.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Slave, status report.
Hostile beyond contact range. No sign of pursuit.
We've lost them.
Well done.
Well done. Whew. Do you realize that I had Serbalan in my hands? Literally?
A lot of use that would have been without Scorpio. Or were you thinking of settling down on Furno?
Slave, return to base.
Yes, mistress.
Oh. What happened to Villa?
Oh, that was a terrible dream. Oh, my head. Hang on a moment.
They didn't even get the stone.
Stone?
The stone, yeah. It's all coming back. Yes. Serverland's psionic gizmo. Oh.
For one moment I had in my grasp the key to our future. A future free from Serverland, with the Federation defeated. Now, thanks to your crass incompetence...
Oh, thank you!
We don't even know where she's heading.
Oh, yes, we do.
What's that you've got?
One of the copies of that Professor Fellow's Book of Words. I thought it might come in useful, so I nicked it while you were having your first little tete-a-tete with Serverland. Oh... it had better be worth it.
He must have told her. Villa, would it be too much to ask for you to finish your dinner at the table? You've done nothing but eat ever since we got back to base.
Fear makes me hungry.
As I was saying, the professor must have told Serverland the name of the planet before he came into the room. It certainly isn't in his notes. We've got to get there before she does. If she lays her hands on that diadem...
So, what did you hear him tell her?
Very little. Where the stone came from, its powers, his devotion to our friend.
He did say the name of the bloke who wears the crown thing. King Billabong or something?
Geblicon, yes. Though how that helps. Mean anything to anybody?
Not me.
No.
Sulin?
Never heard of him.
Why don't you ask your clever friend?
Aurak. Because I know quite well what it'll say. We should be bright enough to work it out for ourselves.
No harm in trying.
Aurak, scan this text and tell us to which planet in this galaxy it refers.
A simple matter of elementary general knowledge and primitive reasoning will give you all the possible answers.
Which are?
I was not designed to play children's games. Do not waste my time.
You see?
Wretched thing. Why can't it behave like an ordinary computer?
It's only human after all.
Ha ha.
But that's the point. He is partly human. I mean, he's been designed and programmed to react like a human. Isn't that right, dear Aurak?
That is correct.
And you're so very, very clever. You must be the cleverest computer in the whole of the known universe.
Why do you tell me this? I already know it to be true.
You misunderstand her, Aurak. Dana is saying that because you are so clever, you overestimate the abilities of our species. We really are very stupid, you know?
That I also know to be true. Very well.
Yes.
The references to piracy, to the sovereign lords, to the date of regaining access to space after the Great Imperial War. These inexorably point to a mere handful of planets, some 24 scattered through all sectors. These are Elanic, Hethbrow, Torella, Spontla...
Yes, all right, all right. The present king's name is Geblicon. Does that help?
I despair. Of course it does. A name of such obvious derivation. The family of languages found on the rim of the second sector retains common roots. Gebla, iron, or more rarely bronze. Con, a shortened form of Yukon or Urkon, human being. Hence... Geblicon, the man of iron. A typical primitive formation found universally...
But where? Where can we find this Geblicon? King Geblicon?
If you will allow me to complete my sentence. A typical primitive formation, as I was about to say, found universally in underdeveloped planets, such as Torella.
Torella? The holiday planet?
Come and ride the pirate rocket! Join the fearless buccaneers as they rip the defenseless women from the arms of the
men. Peep show! A palpitating plenitude of pendulous pulchritude. Now you, sir. You look like a gentleman of taste and discernment. I've got a special presentation just right for you, sir. A bit more juicy and interactive, if you know what I mean.
Thank you. No, I'm a little pressed for time.
Please yourself. Come and see the Peep Show. Here at the
Scorpio, Scorpio, do you copy?
I copy, Avon.
Don't send the others down yet, Dana. I've arrived in the middle of the tourist area. Luckily, there's such a crowd, nobody noticed me. I'm now going down an alley. And behind the show booths. Piles of garbage. Swarms of dung flies. And I just saw something very like a rat with six legs. There's nobody about. It's safe to bring the others down now.
Stand by.
What a stink.
Well, it's not the odor of sanctity, I can assure you of that. Where are the others?
The teleport's still playing up. Slave's going on about overloaded circuits, but he hasn't a notion how to fix it. So Dana's sending us down one by one.
Made it, just. Oh, it smells like a cesspit.
Hi there, I... What's going on? Can't you stop this? That was horrible. I'm not missing any bits, am I?
Not noticeably.
It was like coming down on a falling lift that wouldn't stop at any floor.
Villa, Villa, do you copy? Have you made it?
Yeah, all in one piece, bar my stomach, which is somewhere near re-entry at a rough guess.
Goodbye, then. Have a good holiday, all of you. And try to be good while Mummy's away. Out.
Right, you two. Got your money?
6,000 apiece. I'd feel happier if I had a gun.
Me too.
How many tourists carry guns? You'll just have to rely on your wits. No doubt an alien concept to you, Villa. Don't communicate with us at the palace, except in an emergency. And don't use names, even then.
Hang on a moment. If we have to meet you officially, what is your name?
I'm Major Dagstad, in the service of His Royal Highness the Crown Prince Landros of Hiltanu, here on an unofficial visit.
And that's me. I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Don't let it go to your head. I'm your equerry, your aide, not your valet.
Why him? I mean, why this sudden rush of modesty from you?
He looks the part. Spoilt young scion of an ancient line.
Ah, I know what you mean. Effete, decadent, dim.
Thank you. It's good to know my true qualities have been recognized at last.
According to Aurak, the King of Hiltanu used to be little more than a space pirate, from a long line of them, just like our host, King Geblakon. Tarrant is the right age to be the King of Hiltanu's son. In any case, the servant is always in a far more privileged position than his master. Tarrant will be confined to the state apartments. I'll be able to go anywhere. Get going, you two. I'll contact you. If you go down that alleyway, you'll be able to mingle with the tourists.
What jolly fun. Come on, Sulin. Hey, did you forget to have a shower this morning, or have I trouble?
So, which way is the palace?
Upwind of this lot, if your royal cousin has any sense.
Your Majesty, His Royal Highness Prince Landros has arrived with his aide.
Thank you, Flandau. Wheel him in.
Sir.
Landros, my dear boy. Come here, let me look at you.
I bring greetings from my father, Your Majesty.
And how is he, old boy?
Very well, sir. Though he does have a touch of arthritis in the rainy season.
Arthritis? The blue butcher with arthritis? Those were the days, my boy. Your mother, how's she?
She's well, too. She asked to be remembered.
Oh, no, of course, she's dead, isn't she? That's very sad. What did she say?
My stepmother, sir, the Queen. Sends her greetings.
Just so.
May I introduce my aide and very good friend, Major Dagstad?
Your Majesty.
Welcome to Tirella, Major. You've met Captain Flander. Yes. This calls for a party. I haven't set eyes on this lad since he was puking up his mother's milk, Flander. You there. Wine for my guests and be quick about it.
At my side.
had no idea. Bratfuss had married again.
Young, is it? Big boobs.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's my Bratfuss. I remember once we'd made a joint raid on a Federation leisure complex. And all these hostesses, as they call them. A couple of dozen, at least. And your father. You're not going to believe this. Ah, why?
Roll up! Roll up! See the needle teeth of the giant slug from Smiltan tearing out the entrails of the Coatlanican jackrabbits. Love that it squeals as it's eaten alive.
Coming!
In here?
How much?
15 trids each.
I've only got Federation money.
Special rate for outworlders, 50 credits.
Special rate's right.
Give him 20, young twister.
Forget it. Come on, Sulin.
Why don't you keep your fragging?
What did you want to go in there for heaven's sake?
I'm mingling, like the man said.
I've done enough mingling to make me nauseous to my boots.
Yeah, me too. But we've got to get into the minds of these people. I mean, we can hardly walk up to one of those thugs in uniform and say, "Good morning, officer. Could you tell us where your king keeps his crown? You see, we've come to nick it."
Don't keep your voice down.
Well, have you got a better suggestion to make?
Listen. I'm another of their charming little shows.
That's no show. That's somebody in real trouble.
It's coming from that big hall.
Come on.
And that's your lot. I hereby declare the sentence has been duly carried out in accordance with the royal decree. Now go on, out you go. The show's over.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
What's your hurry? It's all over.
What is?
Oh, Outworlders, eh? Most popular shows in town, these. Free, too. Well, sort of. The guards take a collection.
Unofficial, like.
He's on a rack. A real old-fashioned medieval rack.
Yeah, great, isn't it? And they'll leave him there for an hour or two so he can have a bit of a think about things.
Come on, Dad!
Oh, all right, all right. Hey, you enjoy that, my little candy floss?
Not so good as a fingernail thing.
Filthy lot.
Well, that's nothing to what the Federation gets up to.
Yeah, but that's modern. I mean, a rack.
Can you see what I see?
What?
The badge on that poor guy's shirt. It's a coronet. Just like the one in that drawing you stole.
And, of course, to see the famous coronet of Torella, the diadem of power. I told His Highness that his education would not be complete until he'd seen it.
And so you shall. So, you heard about that, have you? Bratfuss never forgave me for beating him to that one. Last bit of private enterprise before we signed the Federation Treaty, that was. You know, the priestesses that kept the diadem in a temple on Devtek, the priestesses all jumped off the roof rather than join in the fun with the lads. Nyah, splat, nyah, splat, nyah, splat, splat, splat. I'll have them bring the thing up for you to look at. It's nothing very special, mind you.
But is it true what they say, sir, that you can read people's minds when you're wearing it?
And do all sorts of other tricks. That's right. It's not my style at all, but useful for trials and stuff like that, of course. But, well, suppose I was wearing the thing now. You wouldn't be very happy knowing that I could see into your thoughts now, would you? Why does the greedy old goat drink all the wine himself, eh?
I assure you, sir, nothing could be further.
You there! Your Majesty. Come here, look at that jug.
Yes,
sir. It's empty, isn't it?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because
you're a lazy son of a three-eyed swamp toad, eh?
Yes, sire.
No, sire. No, sire! No, sire! You dare to contradict your king? Now, get some more and stop arguing about it. Hey!
Majesty!
Lug this bag of guts out of here and bring us some more wine, eh?
At once, sir.
And keep it coming.
You believe in discipline, sir.
You see only play.
Well, there you are, you see. That's why I keep the diadem locked up instead of wearing it. If I'd been able to read his thoughts, I'd have probably killed the little zit, eh?
We haven't killed him already.
Wake up. Oh, wake up. Can you hear me?
Any luck?
Flat out still. What about the guards?
Swilling mugs of some sort of green beer. Smells like rotten cabbage. I think they're onto a good thing with their collection.
Oh, he's coming round.
No. No, go away. Go away. You mustn't touch me.
What?
You mustn't come near me. It's against the law.
But you'll be free now, won't you? You've had your punishment.
I'll be in prison for the next 5 years.
What did you do, for heaven's sake?
I let a friend of mine touch the diadem. I'm one of the wardens, you see. He got away with the beating. Put him in hospital, but that's it.
Right. We're getting you out of here. Villa, you keep an eye open for the guards. Thank goodness for old-fashioned leather. If you were in chains...
No, please. They'll shoot you and they'll hang me.
Do you think this is a good idea, Sulin?
Shut up and give me a hand with him. Can you walk?
He can hardly stand. We'll never get away with this.
It's too late to stop now. If they catch us, we're dead anyway. Look, take me out the back.
Right.
We'll go to Sandor's house. That's my friend. Oh, his wife.
You must be mad to bring them here.
Where else could we go, Jelka? They'll be watching my rooms.
And you think they won't come here? I'm sorry, but you won't be able to stay here. Even Zandel wouldn't expect me to put my life in danger. We only wanted to bring Wemping, is it?
Yeah.
Bring him to somewhere safe. Well, it's not safe here.
But what am I to do? I've nowhere to hide, no money to get away.
So if you had some money, you could escape?
Well, of course.
What would you say to 10,000 Federation credits?
What? You've got something we'd like to buy.
But what could either of us have that would be worth 10,000 credits? Why, that's over 14,000 trids.
Nearer 15. Well, what is it you want?
Information.
But you see, my boy, that's where your father went wrong. Shutting himself up on that piddling little planet, saving your prison. Living on Federation handouts, banning outworlders, fighting off rebellion. No wonder he sent you to spy on me.
No, that's not why I came at all.
A social visit, sir. We're tourists, like so many of your other visitors.
Well, but that's just it. Come here. I want to show you something. Come out onto the balcony. Don't mind my little joke. You tell my old friend exactly how it is, that I'm still rich and he's not. There you are.
I shouldn't think they've been used anywhere in the galaxy since the days of the First Empire.
Well, we're proud of our heritage on Torello. Nothing like a good old-time public hanging to bring in the tourists. And my people tread very carefully, I can tell you. There's no rebels here.
Congratulations, sir. You seem to have solved all your problems very simply.
Well, I dress up in me royal togs, and the people get to see me wearing the diadem of power. It's an occasion. I hang somebody every 10 days or so.
But if there's nobody to hang, sir...
What?
Nobody guilty of anything, I mean.
Oh, anything will do. Pickpocketing, for instance, is one of our oldest traditions. But if you're ham-fisted enough to get caught in the act, well, it could be an hour in the stocks or a starring role in the next public show. That's the fun of it. That's what keeps the people on their toes. What is it, Flander? Can't you see I'm entertaining my guests?
A Federation ship has landed, sir. I thought you would want to know.
Using your nose for a change, eh? Who is it?
A Commissioner Sleer, sir.
Never heard of him.
May I suggest a full state banquet tonight, sir?
I suppose.
Very good. I shall warn the Chamberlain.
Oh, and you'd better get me a list of all recent criminal offenders. Must give the fellow a good show.
Yes, sir. Very good idea.
Flander keeps me up to the mark, is he? Another tip to your father, huh? How to deal with the Federation. Grovel. Give him a good time. The full Torella experience, as they say. Make sure they've got plenty of wine and clean women. Send them away with a pool of trids and they'll leave you alone to get on with it. Now, off you go, my boy. I'll see you later. And I'll be wearing this bauble that you're so eager to see. Hey?
Your security badges should be worn at all times, sir. We have had some unfortunate incidents, attempted assassinations and so on.
I'll make that my responsibility.
Thank you, Major Darkstart. Valet will be along shortly, sir, but if there's anything else...
Thank you, no.
Your Highness.
And if the valet wants to unpack our things?
I'm sure the spaceport baggage handlers could have managed to lose even a prince's luggage if they tried hard enough. That's a luxury worry, to say the least. We were so close.
We just have to keep out of Servalan's way and try to intercept the diadem as they take it to the king.
Hmm. And we don't even know where they keep the wretched thing.
Do you copy? Do you copy?
I copy. What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. Quite the contrary. We've got a chance of acquiring the goods.
Ah. Where can we meet?
By the east gate into the palace grounds, where they let the tourists through. Out.
You stay here, but keep out of sight.
What?
Try to find out more about the setup from this valet fellow when he arrives. There might be a chance when Servalan's getting dolled up for the banquet.
Yeah, but if Sulin and Villa have found a way...
We've got to keep our options open.
He told us that the diadem is kept in a glass case in a special strong room at the palace.
And the public's allowed in batches of nine.
There's only one warden inside the room itself.
And here's the theory on the fruit salad. The lock on the cabinet is an ordinary old-fashioned mechanical mortise. Anybody could crack it in a couple of minutes. Given a genius like me, it'll take 30 seconds flat. With a following wind, 20.
And you time it to coincide with Scorpio's first rendezvous time.
So the Dana can teleport said genius up, clutching the aforesaid diadem of power in his lily-white paw.
And in the meantime, we're creating some sort of diversion. And that's it.
It could just work. And the sooner the better. Servalan's arrived.
What?
You are most welcome, Commissioner Sleer. You and your companions.
Lieutenant Bletker and Officer Gradzil of the Security Service.
Your Majesty.
I must apologize, Your Majesty, for descending on you unannounced in such an impolite manner. But you must understand that it is a matter of Federation security at the highest level. This is why I have brought two armed officers to the palace. Please forgive me if I trespass on your royal prerogative.
Anything I can do to help the Federation, Commissioner?
Thank you, sir. A classified document has gone missing. I have reason to believe that those who took it have made their way to Torella. I can say no more than that.
Can you tell us who they are?
Outlaws, rebels, pirates.
Pirates! Ha!
Majesty.
That's shocking. Shocking.
I have their likenesses here.
A villainous looking bunch. A couple of juicy jam puffs, though. Wait up. Moment. Flander? That's Prince Landros, isn't it?
An undoubted similarity, sir.
Turn to piracy! Ha! Chip off the old block.
Let me see. That, sir, is a man named Tarrant, a renegade officer of the Federation Space Fleet. Are you saying that he is here?
I thought he was a bit too beautiful to be Bratvus's boy. Face like a squashed frog, old Bratvus. And that one?
Avon, the worst of the lot. They are here, in the palace.
Flander! Nip along and find out which suite the Chamberlains put the prince in. Terrible thing if they got away.
Yes, sir. Terrible, sir.
Your lads could spend weeks searching the palace and lose yourselves into the bargain. I shouldn't wonder. I remember on one occasion...
Thank you for your help, sir. Come.
Help? Yes. What? Where are you going?
As soon as Dana comes through, we'll join the queue for the jewel chamber.
Right.
I'll tell Dana to stand by for the word from you, Villa, as soon as you've got the diadem, to take us all up.
Me first.
Of course.
Come in, Avon. Do you copy? Do you copy?
Get on with it. I'll join you.
Right.
I copy.
Slave's gone through the teleport circuits and can't find anything wrong. He thinks it was just a blip, a temporary bug.
Some blip if it strands us down here. Wait till Villa gives the word, then take us up fast. Villa first. Got it?
Got it. Fingers crossed. Out.
Come in, please.
I copy. This had better be important, Tarrant.
What's going on? How much longer have I got to hang around?
Oh, fine. Dana's standing by to take us all up. Now, get off the air.
All right, I can take a hint. Out.
Sir.
What is it?
I've come to warn you, Mr. Tarrant.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, sir, and so does Commissioner Sleer. The King's keeping her talking while I...
Keep him covered. Thank you, Captain Flander. How lucky that you were able to find him so quickly.
Stay where you are. Sit down and put your hands flat on the table. Move!
All right.
There's a good boy. But where is Avon? Captain Flander?
Never mind.
Please convey the good news to His Majesty and tell him what a help you've been. Off you go.
Yes, Commissioner. Of course.
And close the door. You should choose your friends more carefully. Keith Geblacon is a very poor dissembler.
If you're going to kill me, get on with it.
I'm afraid I shall have to defer that pleasure, my dear Tarrant. I repeat, where is Avon and the rest? Have they got the diadem?
If you can read my mind, you must know the answers.
Why do you think I need the diadem? This stone gives me nothing but a tantalizing glimpse. For example, I can see that you really are terrified that I might order my friends to shoot you. And yet you hide it admirably. Answer my question.
And then what? As long as I keep quiet, I keep breathing.
You're more brave than I thought. Vledka, would you like to find out precisely how brave this gentleman is?
With pleasure, madam. Now then, sir, why don't you answer the Commissioner's questions and save yourself a lot of unpleasantness?
Go on, then. Hit me.
You underestimate me, sir. Gradzil, tie him to the chair.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to this.
Seven, eight, nine. That's the lot.
Oh,
you'll all get
your chance. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Stand back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're only allowed up to the diadem showcase one at a time, see? More than my job's worth. Right, madam. You're first, and you'll be next.
Thanks.
Isn't it rather hot in here?
It certainly is. Can't you turn the heat down a bit?
Kept at a constant temperature. Dust-free atmosphere and all. If you'd bought the guide, you'd have known that.
20 tread for a couple of pages. Daylight robbery.
Come on, come on.
Forgive me, mistress.
What is it, slave?
I could be entirely wrong, but it may be inadvisable to keep the teleport channel open.
Why?
There appears to be a small but significant diminution of the bioenergy store. It would seem to be connected to the overload circuit. I know that my opinion is worth very little, but it might be safer to switch off.
We have no choice. Leave it as it is.
Yes, mistress. I'm sure you know best.
I copy, Tarrant. Come in.
For God's sake, Data!
I'm bringing you up! Oh, God, what have they been doing to you?
Next.
About time, too.
It really is close in here.
Yeah, nothing I can do about it, madam.
Oh. Do you get many visitors?
Oh, in the season. Queuing halfway to the Royal Gibbet. More than half a million over the year. It's all in the guide.
Oh. Hey, she's fainted.
It's the heat. I told you it was...
All right. Stand back. Give us some air. Leave it to me. We're trained in this sort of thing.
Now then.
Oh, what's happening?
Don't get up. You have to keep the blood flowing to the cerebral tissue.
Get in there.
That's what they call the brain, you see. You have to
learn.
I suddenly felt so hot.
This is a disgrace. The
pale
is funny.
Got it! Well, it's not my fault. I mean, fair.
Right,
fair.
Dana. It's all yours. I say again, take me up! Dana!
You! Stay where you are!
Oh, no!
Is that the man?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Wimpin!
I'm sorry. I didn't get away in time.
No need to snatch. I mean, suppose I just put it back. Oh! All right. I'll come quiet. There's no need for that.
I'm sorry. They were going to hang me.
Now, there's a thought.
Now what?
Into the street. Get lost in the crowd.
Yes. Hang him. And the sooner the better.
Now, look, can we discuss this?
Well, we'll have to send out the criers to get the crowds in. We'll stretch his neck at sunset, huh? Sorry to keep you waiting, man.
I can bear it.
It was a brave try. You've earned yourself a right royal send-off, boy. We'll light you on your way with torches and bonfires, fireworks too, and drums.
I used to be a dab hand at the drums.
Oh, yeah.
In the Federation pen on Sclegg, we had a group going which was as good
Silence.
As any in the...
Fletcher.
Commissioner.
Remove that bracelet. I'm not going to let you make the same mistake again.
No, madam.
Do you mind?
Take him away.
Do I get to choose my last meal? I could really go a jam roly-poly like my mother used to... Oh! Get off!
So what happened, Dana?
She rescued me from Servalan, and it drained the teleport energy store.
But it's brought us back.
It's recharged itself, apparently.
And Villa?
No contact at all.
Dana, you should have obeyed orders.
But he was being tortured.
What? Servalan's got Villa, and there's nothing to stop her getting a diadem. Let's have a look. That'll heal. Slave, what's wrong with the teleport?
It is working now, Master.
Evidently.
I have not been able to ascertain the cause of the malfunction, for which I am deeply sorry, but by dint of overriding the feedback cutout in the teleport store and controlling the flow of bioenergy...
All right. So where do we go from here?
Villa's to be hanged at sunset. I heard the criers in the street.
Good.
What?
Then the diadem will be out of its box and sitting on that ludicrous king's head, and Villa's execution will provide a useful distraction. We're still in with a chance.
And Villa?
What about him?
How do we save him?
I haven't the slightest idea. He'll be more closely guarded than the crown jewels, though that wouldn't be difficult. When I think of the opportunity we had...
Now, I point out that we still have two security badges.
So we have.
We could easily make another one.
Then I know exactly what we can do. Of course. Even better. Now listen carefully, all of you. It's not all that long before sunset.
Then I takes you to the scaffold in the square. You'll enjoy the walk. They can see you, but they can't get at you. And then we go up the stairs, and the hangman's waiting for you.
All right. I hope I'm not going to have no trouble this time.
What do you mean, this time? I've never been hanged before.
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of them. Kicking and screaming and that, and I have to clock them.
Do they put a bag over my head?
Bless you, no. It's the hangman whose face is covered up. Traditional, like. No, half the fun seeing you white with terror and sweating and that. Always gets a good laugh. Oh, that'll be the king coming out on the balcony. Not long now.
Can you see the king?
If I lean right out... Oh, and here comes Villa. He's got his hands tied behind his back. There's only one man with him, some sort of jailer.
Is the king wearing the diadem?
Yes, and Servalan's with him. The hangman's putting the noose on. Any moment now. Stand by.
Broken. He's just fallen through.
And the hangman's jumped after him. Oh, well done. What fun. A chase. Find that out.
Your Majesty.
Get down there and find out what's up.
Please forgive the intrusion.
Fletcher.
Oh, no, you don't. The rest of you, hands in the air or you're dead.
Oh, she means it.
Of course, you can read our minds. Then you know what I want.
There you are, lad.
No.
Just how I got it. He's beaten us fair and square. Huh?
Take us up, Dana. Ready, Sylvan?
Yes.
Goodbye, Servalan.
You fool! Why didn't you use the power of the diadem to stop him?
In here. The table, quick.
Not easy with my hands tied behind
me. All right, I'll do it.
Could you cut my wrists free?
Oh, I'll hold them long enough.
Cut me free!
Right.
Why didn't you tell me you were the hangman?
Shut up and put the bracelet on. Right, Dana, bring us up.
A pleasure. Not again!
I'll have to bring you up one at a time.
Me first.
not fair. Why is it always... Oh, God! Hurry!
Bringing you up now. It's no good. It's dead.
It's like waking up for the first time in my life.
What? Avon, take that off. Villa's still on the surface.
Sulin, you're really concerned. I only have to look at you and I can hear your thoughts as if you were speaking them aloud.
Slave, can you fix the teleport?
An interesting question, Master. My inefficiency in that regard so far leads me to the conclusion...
Be quiet, that... slave, and do something.
Very good, Mistress. Though what I can
just
do...
Just get on with it.
I'm very angry with you, boy. Angry and disappointed. Eh? I was very lenient with you. A nice, quick, clean hanging. And how have you repaid me? What am I going to do now?
Don't ask me. I'm hopeless at guessing games.
Your Majesty. May I make a suggestion?
This is incredible. Now I'm wearing the diadem. I can read Professor Kappel's text and the hieroglyphics on the drawing. If what it says is true, it's beyond anything that any of us could begin to imagine. Listen. If the diadem is replaced in its position on the sevenfold crown, then the gateway will be opened.
Mistress, I've doubled the power input. Try it now.
Villa! Stand by.
It's working. You?
Did you really think I'd give up so easily?
That presumably is Villa's bracelet.
It is.
Put up your hands.
And if I don't?
You've been very foolish. You're entirely at our mercy.
I think not. Avon, please explain to your lovely friend why her gun is utterly useless in this situation.
Ah, yes, the psychokinetic power of the stone on your neck, the stone that is missing from the diadem of power.
My stone. Give me back my stone.
It's in its rightful place at last. I feel like a giant. Now I can freeze you where you stand. Ah, so that's your plan.
Avon, what's going on?
Her thoughts. I can see... No, I can hear them. I can hear the paltry scheme she had to blackmail me.
What was it?
Tell them, Servalan. And then I shall kill you.
I doubt it. You see, I suggested to King Geblakon that it would be a great boost for his tourist trade if he should stage a real medieval hanging, complete with drawing and quartering. You know, the entrails are ripped from the still-living body, which is then...
All right, we get the picture.
Your friend's head would make a simply ducky little souvenir for somebody. Wouldn't you agree?
Villa's life in exchange for the diadem? Ridiculous.
Oh, I knew that you would never agree. But your companions...
Yes, Avon, I could...
No need to say. Remember, I can read your thoughts, so you couldn't jump me, Tarrant and Sulin. You can take your hand away from your gun. You astound me, all of you. The life of a worthless, petty failure for the chance to control the Empire.
We'll never agree. I'll kill when I have to, but no man's life is worthless, and Villa is... Villa is Villa.
How very touching. Well, well, well. I seem to have been outvoted.
You see, I was betting on a certainty. Thank you. And now, my dear, if you would be so kind.
What? Oh, of course.
I'd never have believed it.
Don't get any ideas. I'm playing for even bigger stakes. And I'm going to need you lot. We're going on a journey deeper into the galaxy than we've ever been. The diadem with its seven stones is only the top part of a larger crown. A crown with seven circles of stones. If the coronet were to be restored to its rightful position, its power would be multiplied a million times. We shouldn't only control the Empire, but the galaxy itself.
Dana, bring me up, will you?
Villa!
Are you all right?
She said I wasn't worth the trouble of killing. Me, I tell you, I'm staying home next time. I'm famished. Anybody want a burger?
And where is this crown?
The Sevenfold Crown, it's called. It's all here. Here in this document. When I put on that coronet, I found I could read. It's gone. They're just hieroglyphics again.
So you don't know where it is?
Divani. There was something about the Divani, the glorious ones, and the pyramid, the seven-sided pyramid, which was made of solid agate, and... No. It's gone.
Aurak helped us before. Aurak! Dear, clever Aurak. Have you ever heard of the Divani?
I have.
Then tell us.
Again, self-preservation compels me to underpin the tottering edifice of the so-called human intellect. If Servalan were to reach the Sevenfold Crown before you, my extrapolation of the situation that would then obtain leads me inexorably to the conclusion that this ship and all its contents would be destroyed, including me. In order to obviate such a disaster, may I suggest we start our journey, even in hyperspace. It will be a long one, many thousands of light years away from the puny scattering of stars the Federation likes to call the Galactic Empire.
You know which planet contains the Sevenfold Crown?
These are the coordinates. 7342, 1535, 2649, 5473.
Slave, have you loaded that position?
Yes, Master. Standing by, Master.
Execute. All right. How do you know this?
Through your mind, when you were wearing the circlet of jewels. And since my memory is designed to be perfect, unlike the piece of meat which masquerades as a brain in the human species...
Yes, that'll do.
So, who are the Divani?
There have been traces of the rule of the Divani found on many planets over the years.
You might warn me when you're going into hyper. You know it always makes me queasy. I brought up half my dinner.
Villa, go away. Yes, Aurak.
According to the document, they rule the whole of this galaxy. Not just a small star cluster, as the Federation does, but the entire galaxy. For many billions of years, long before Earth was born, the crown in the center of the pyramid was that of the Emperor, and not just a symbol of his power, but its very real source.
And are the Divani extinct, like the dinosaurs?
A very foolish comparison. They still exist in the very center of the galaxy.
In the singularity of the black hole, they'd be crushed.
They no longer have bodies to be crushed. To quote the pictograms on the seven-sided pyramid in the drawing, the glorious ones are become pure being, resting in the infinity of the timeless present.
Good. Then they're not very likely to be interested in us. And the one who dons that crown will inherit their power. It's unimaginable.
And you've already decided who that one will be. It's a dream, Avon, a grandiose dream. And if it's not... You won't have much need of us then, will you?
I'd share the power. If I were to be emperor, then you'd be a king.
Yes, don't forget, we've had a demonstration of your tender concern for one of our number already today.
Yes, Avon. Tarrant is right.
He certainly is. Why should we help you?
Please yourselves. I would merely point out, however, that if Servalan gets there first, you won't have the choice.
Scorpio, come in. Do you copy, Villa?
I copy. No trouble?
Like stepping out of the front door.
I'll stick with one at a time, though, just to be on the safe side. Sulin?
Ready.
What's wrong with the thing now? Slave?
I don't understand it, Master. I've overcome the trouble with the energy store by bypassing it completely. Connecting directly to the primary drive cell, but it still seems underpowered.
Sulin, all right?
Yes. You'd better bring your crossbow, Dana. Sounds like we could have fresh game for our supper.
Oh, right.
Ready, Avon?
Now get it right. What is going on?
I'm deeply sorry, Master. I'm beginning to think the operation of this device is beyond my humble powers. Perhaps...
Save enough, Aurak. Have you any idea why this contraption has stopped working?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well?
You wish me to tell you?
Aurak, tell me why I was not teleported to the surface.
Certainly. The earlier trouble stemmed from the fact that the new energy cells you installed were of too high a rating. Therefore, the overload cutout came into play and the energy store was depleted. Slave then bypassed this cutout. The full power of the primary cell was delivered to the operational matrix. Inevitably, the dissolution cutout came into play. The result of this...
I didn't ask for a reading from the manual. Can we use it?
Indeed. Since 98.032% of the energy from the cell was used up in the overload, it cannot happen again. In the circumstances, you may even revert to multiple operation.
Good. Dana, we'll go down together.
I would, however, point out that the parameters of the replication...
Here, you better have Aurak's key. Now take us down and get this heap of junk out of sight into hyperspace. If Servalan turns up... Return in an hour, real time. We'll keep the communication channels open. We may need to come up in a hurry.
Ready? Ready, Dana?
Ready.
Get on with it.
Come in, Avon. Do you copy?
I copy. There's no sign of the others.
What?
Tarrant and Sulin are not here.
Maybe something else has a taste for fresh game. See you later. Out.
Tarrant? Sulin?
They must have gone ahead to the pyramid. Look, you can just see the top of it over that giant fern thing.
Slave, turn the volume down.
Yes, Master.
Just look at that.
It's beautiful. It makes me feel... it seems to be glowing.
The light of the sun is refracted through the agate. Even the Egyptians couldn't have built anything so magnificent.
There are the others.
Where?
Coming round that mound on the left.
There's somebody with them.
It's you!
Get down! Don't let them see you. It must be an illusion, an hallucination.
Unless they have seen us. The other Avon's pointing this way.
It's one of Servalan's stupid tricks. She must have got here first after all. Only one way to find out. Come on.
They're arguing about something. Look out! That's no illusion. Look at that lump. It's taken out of that tree.
Take cover. Unless what? What were you going to say just now?
Unless it's an android that Servalan's had made, a duplicate of you.
You got it. She knew that I'd think it was a psionic hallucination and ignore it. It nearly worked, too. If it had held its fire for a few more minutes...
But why? What could she hope to gain?
It's meant to deal with me while she finds the crown and replaces the diadem on it. And when the things kill the two of us, it'll finish off Tarrant and Sulin. She'll have a clear field. They're going inside. Come on. We've got to destroy that thing before it destroys us.
Wait! Avon, wait!
What is it?
Things are moving too fast for me. What's going on?
Do you expect us to run after you like a couple of school kids?
Don't you understand? There's no time to lose. That thing out there that looked like me isn't a virtual image or a construction of your minds. It's as solid as you and me. It's a robot, one of Servalan's little games.
But why?
Isn't it obvious? And it means that she's here already. But if we can get to the central chamber before she does, we're still in with a chance.
And the robot?
It'll follow us. And this time, I'll take enormous pleasure in blowing it to pieces.
But surely... We shall overload the circuit once more, and they'll be stuck down there.
But if... But the... Hang on. Aurak, how do we stop the teleport packing up again?
Use the depleted primary cell for the teleport, and the full reserve cell for powering the ship, of course.
Of course.
Really? You are almost as stupid as the one who calls himself Avon?
That almost sounds like a compliment, I think.
That was one of the things I was trying to tell him.
And the other?
You understand how the teleport works, of course?
Of course. I haven't got a clue.
In kindergarten language, then. The teleport first scans and codifies all the information needed to describe the body, brain and being of the traveller.
The information?
Precisely.
But we're not bits of information, we're lumps of meat.
I was coming to that. The material making up the body, the meat, is dissolved, and the energy derived therefrom is transmitted in a focused beam to form the material of the new body, which is restructured following the transmitted blueprint. You see?
Hang on. And because of the overload, the dissolution circuit cut out. I heard you say it.
Indeed. And so, the first time, Avon was transmitted to the surface using most of the energy from the primary cell, leaving the original Avon undissolved up here. And then...
Are you telling me that there are two Avons down there?
There are.
But which one is the real one?
Both biologically and philosophically, each one is as valid as the other. There is literally nothing to choose between them. Until one of them kills his twin, of course. By definition, they're equally as ruthless.
Gently. This must be the central chamber.
Is Servalan here yet?
Let's have a look. All clear.
It's like a cathedral. A cathedral made of jewels.
It's open to the sky. Look, there's a hole right at the top of the vault. You can see the stars, even though it's the middle of the day.
Yes, at midnight of the summer solstice, it points directly at the hub of the galaxy, where the Divami are.
How do you know that?
Now, how do I know that? I must have read it when I was wearing the diadem.
And there's the crown, on that pedestal there. Have you ever seen anything so lovely?
Shh, shh, listen. Quick, behind that pillar. Dana, gently. This must be the central chamber.
Are they here?
Let's have a look. Seems to be clear. Keep back.
Sulin! Tarrant! You are in great danger! Do you hear me? That isn't Avon! It's a fake! An android!
You see? It's even managed to fool her.
No, Dana, no! The thing with you is the robot!
The android? Avon's been with Tarrant and me all the time!
As I thought, it's managed to fool them both.
So what do we do now?
Nothing. Servalan will have programmed that thing to kill me at any cost. It's bound to come out and stalk me. And I'll be waiting.
For God's sake, slave, make the jump out of hyperspace!
I deeply regret that that is not yet possible, Master.
Aurak, tell him. I can't get through to them until we're out.
Unless the ship is returned to the precise hyperspace and metatime coordinates, it could be displaced by light years on its return. You have no alternative but to be patient. In any case, you are worrying unduly.
Oh, am I?
One of the Avons will surely have slain the other by now.
Oh.
You two stay here. I'm going after that thing.
No, Avon, it's too dangerous.
You'd do better to wait and pick him off when he comes out.
I can't wait any longer. What if Servalan arrives?
But surely she'll be waiting too.
In any case, it'll spot you as you go between the pillars.
I'll make my way along that gallery up there. Then I can come on it from above. Cover me.
I've only got a stun clip. That's no good against an android.
Me too.
Stay out of sight, then. Dana.
What?
A movement. Listen.
You're right.
Gently. Gently. Got it.
You only winged it. It's stunned, though.
I'll soon finish it off.
No, you don't.
Tarrant! No! That one's the android!
Slave! Communicator volume at maximum!
Dana, stop him!
You asked for it, Tarrant. This thing has got to be eliminated for good.
No!
Stop! Stop! For God's sake, stop! You're about to murder your own twin, your brother, your... Oh, God, I don't know.
It's not murder. I'm merely destroying an evil machine.
No! Listen to me!
Go on.
Because of the faulty teleport, you've been transported twice.
What?
There are two of you down there. He's as alive as you are. And if you don't believe it, I'll put Aurek on and he can tell you himself.
There's no need.
There's blood coming through his sleeve where I winged him.
And if he were really an android, I'd have been dead by now.
You're conscious. You heard what Villa was telling us.
I did.
May I suggest...
Go ahead.
May I suggest that we continue this discussion in a less exposed position? In a word...
Take cover. If Servalan were to turn up now...
We'd be at her mercy.
Can you manage?
I have a headache and I'm losing blood. I haven't, however, lost the use of my legs or my faculties. Now move,
all of you.
You're my twin, right enough.
Yes. As arrogant and as overbearing. You're not the only one with a headache.
It was necessary. You heard him. Move. Villa?
What?
Any sign of Servalan's ship? Has she arrived yet?
No. At least I don't think so.
Scan the surface and report back. Communication silence until you do.
Yeah, all right.
And do try to buck your ideas up, Villa.
Scorpio, out. Who does he think he is? They are. One of them's bad enough, but two... Slave.
Master.
Visual and radar check of surface. See if he can spot a Federation craft.
I'm sorry, Master. I've already taken the liberty of instituting a broad scan sweep. It revealed nothing. Please forgive my presumption.
Well, you'd better set up one of those grid thingamies then. And put it on the screen so I can see what you're doing.
A narrow beam, maximum gain, grid scan, Master.
And keep an eye open for any ships arriving.
The detectors are on full alert, Master.
Right. You'd think they'd at least say thank you. Thank you for saving my life, Villa. Thank you for stopping me from murdering myself. Good old Villa. Shall we buy him a drink, Avon? Good idea, Avon. Why don't we? Ah, fat chance.
This may hurt quite a lot, but it will stop the bleeding.
Go ahead. Pain is an irrelevance.
I trained myself to ignore pain many years ago.
That's right. You remember the time when I... But of course you do.
Yeah, all very touching, but could we concentrate on the job in hand? Servalan could turn up at any minute. If we spread ourselves out so that the chamber is covered from every angle, we can break cover the moment she arrives.
Yes, and take the diadem from her before she has a chance to put it onto the crown.
As long as she has the diadem on her head or in her hand, she is invulnerable. There is only one moment...
The moment when she places the diadem in its place on the sevenfold crown.
And before she picks up the crown to put it on her head.
When she will be at our mercy. So take up your position, yes, but wait until I... We give you the word. You understand? We do nothing until she replaces the diadem. And at that moment, we move. Into position now.
Very well. There. It's not too tight?
It'll do. Now get into cover on the other side.
Okay.
Look at the way it gleams.
To be in sight of power. Real power. At last.
So many years. No pain, no feelings. And now this.
Not to be alone. From the earliest memory. The emptiness of the desert.
The emptiness. Was it joy? Or was it sadness?
Was it pain or was it bliss?
The emptiness.
But now. To be other. To know.
How could I have known? How could I have known then? How could I have ever known?
How? Listen.
Positive sighting. Ship in the jungle near the pyramid. And some sort of small chopper. Yes, a flivercopter. And it's making its way from the ship towards you.
We copy.
Stand by. She's coming in through the roof.
She's going in. Slave?
Yes, Master.
Keep the teleport channel open. I've got a feeling they'll want to get out pretty fast.
She's carrying the diadem. The crown, it's like a flame. Wait until she puts it on the crown.
Now! Step back from the crown.
Nothing shall stop me now.
No! The next one's through your heart.
Hands above your head. You've lost, Servalan. This is the end.
Eivor?
Weakness. Who would dare to disturb the glorious ones in the death of their communion? Shall we divine countenance the profane?
beneath the very heart of their creation, shall we not cast them underfoot?
It is I who dare. I, Servalan. If I should don your crown, I'd become as one with you.
No, no, that crown is mine. Nobody but Avon shall seize its power.
What? You'd choose your own destruction? No creature.
So contemptible and presuming, prepare the shining glory, the burning fire,
the searing nothingness of our being.
Go, go. This shall not be.
This cannot be. This world shall perish now in flames.
And nevermore shall be resurrected to stir
our bliss.
This time, you will. It's all yours.
Billa, take us up. Now.
I'm trying already. It's just not working.
Goodbye. I hope it's not too quick. I shall enjoy picturing you all in your last moments, screaming as the fire burns you up.
Billa, for God's sake! It's no good. Aurex says it's the pyramid. It's screaming you. You'll have to get outside.
There's no time.
Yes, go, go. If I put on the crown, my will shall be strong enough to hold them until you get away.
No, no, no. All of you, run for it!
Yes. Run, run!
I can protect you now. The silver crown shall be your shield.
My will shall be their will, and they shall not prevail. Run! Run! Run!
Thank God. Slave, back to base. Execute hyperjump. Maximum.
No, I must see it.
Oh, don't be a fool, Avon. If the planet explodes, we don't stand a chance.
But it's not exploding, is it? Look! It's getting smaller.
It's imploding. But that's impossible.
A ball of fire. Falling in on itself.
It's gone.
Ava. Ava.
I hear you.
The emptiness. The emptiness. The emptiness.
Goodbye. Brother.
Avon? Avon? Avon, are you all right?
Yes, Sylvan, I'm all right. In fact, I don't think I ever felt better in my whole life.
So, back to base?
Or shall we put it to the vote?
Yeah, come on. I want my tea. Hey, which one are you anyway?
Does it really matter? Come on. Let's go home.
The Sevenfold Crown was written by Barry Letts and starred Paul Darrow as Avon, Michael Keating, Villa, Stephen Pacey, Tarrant, Angela Bruce, Dana, Paula Wilcox, Sulin, and Peter Tuddenham as Aurak and Slave. Jacqueline Pierce was Servalan and Pip Donaghy, King Geblakon. Janet Dale, Jelka, Christian Rodska, Dr. Kappel, Graham Padden, Lieutenant Vledka, and Simon Carter, Captain Flander. Kim Durham, Wempin, and Cornelius Garrett, the Warden. Rob Swinton, Catherine Mount, and Susan Jeffrey were the Devanis. Incidental music was composed and performed by Jeff Meehan's, and the title music by Dudley Simpson. Blake Seven was created by Terry Nation and directed at Pebble Mill by Brian Lighthill.